From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues his series on the Lord's Prayer. The current focus is on the word forever, found in the concluding doxology of the prayer, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled, Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing five aspects that an awareness of eternity should produce in the lives of believers. First, it will impress upon our praying the solemnity of eternity. Then, this awareness of eternity will establish us and our praying on an immovable stability amid all the changes and circumstances of life. As we'll see today, focusing upon the eternity and changelessness of our God will settle for us the tendency and the outcome of all history. God is going to accomplish His purposes for His glory and for the good of His people. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Wonderful Guarantee. The text is Isaiah 41, verse 10. I will strengthen thee. When called to serve or to suffer, we take stock of our strength, and we find it to be less than we thought and less than we need. But let not our hearts sink within us while we have such a word as this to fall back upon, for it guarantees us all that we can possibly need. God has strength omnipotent. That strength He can communicate to us, and His promise is that He will do so. He will be the food of our souls and the health of our hearts, and thus He will give us strength. There is no telling how much power God can put into a man. When divine strength comes, human weakness is no more a hindrance. Do we not remember seasons of labor and trial in which we received such special strength that we wondered at ourselves? In the midst of danger, we were calm. Under bereavement, we were resigned. In slander, we were self-contained. And in sickness, we were patient. The fact is that God gives unexpected strength when unusual trials come upon us. We rise out of our feeble selves. Cowards play the man. Foolish ones have wisdom given them. And the silent receive in the selfsame hour what they shall speak. My own weakness makes me shrink, but God's promise makes me brave. Lord, strengthen me according to Thy word.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We invite you to obtain a copy of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the country of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Or, why did Christ have to be virgin-born? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
The gifts and calling of God, Romans 11:29. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now, don't twist that to mean that God brings you into the enjoyment of Christ without your repenting. That would make a mockery of Scripture. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that God never repents of His gifts and calling. God, having said, "I have chosen you in Christ," will never unchoose you. It's like what Balaam said concerning Israel. When Balak said, "Curse them," he said, "I have received commandment to bless." He had blessed. And there's no man can curse them with a divine curse. There is no man can undo it. There is no power on earth can change the purpose of God. My, what stability that gives you. What assurance that gives you. He who loved me will love me forever. As John 13:1 says, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Loved with everlasting love. Led by grace, that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Having loved us, he will never do anything else but love us. His presence with us is never going to change. In that 13th chapter of Hebrews, the apostle tells us that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Now think of what that does to you and me. In the midst of all the concerns and the things of this world that would conspire to worry us or upset us or get us off our course, of all the winds that are blowing across our pathway, think of what this does for us. It gives us stability. I love the 18th Psalm as it starts, and the psalmist says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." And then he goes down this great list. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Now, what a list of very, very strong language with one aim and object. And that is to impress upon us that we have immutable security because we have an immutable and eternal Savior. In fact, in the 62nd Psalm, verse 2, David spells it out in so many words. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. So here's the stability that God gives us. Augustus Toplady had this in mind when he penned one of his greatest hymns. And yes, don't look up your hymn book. You may be sure that the editors of our hymn book were so brilliant they left it out and put in some things that are just garbage. But that's by the way. We'll get there with our own hymnal sooner or later, and this will be in it. A debtor to mercy alone, of covenant mercy I sing, nor fear to draw near to God's throne, my person and offering to bring. And in that hymn, there are a couple of stanzas in which Toplady plumbs the depths of this thought of our security in our immutable Savior. Drawing his thought from the prophecy of Isaiah, he says, "My name from the palms of his hands, eternity cannot erase. Impressed on his heart, it remains in marks of indelible grace. And I to the end shall endure, as sure as the earnest is given, more happy, but not more secure, when glorified with Him in heaven. That's a great truth. This is the stability that God gives to His people amidst a changing world, because we have an immutable and eternal Savior. But this text then does something else. The third thing it does is, it settles the tendency and the outcome of all history. And that gives us great confidence in prayer. Look at this text. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. Forever. This is a text that it establishes the sovereignty of God. It exhibits the power of God. And it expresses the glory of God. What it says is, God rules. And He will rule, whether men like it or whether they don't. The Lord our God will be glorified forever, whether men consent to it down here or whether they do not. The psalmist said in Psalm 76, and a wonderful truth, that God makes the wrath of men to praise Him. The remainder of wrath He restrains. In the 46th Psalm, in what has come to be known as Luther's Psalm, because of the great part that it played in the struggle that Luther had out of papal darkness into gospel light, the 46th Psalm, verse 6 says, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, and the earth melted. That's all they had to do, just speak. What would you say was the greatest single exhibition of human depravity since the fall? What would you say was the greatest single exhibition of human rebellion against God since the fall? Something worse than the sins that led to the flood. Something worse than the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and of Tyre and Sidon, and of the apostasy of Israel in the days of the Old Testament prophets. Surely it was when God incarnate walked among men, and He did things that never man had done, and He spoke as never man had spoken. The heavens opened and bore witness to Him. The very demons of hell opened their mouths, and they bore witness to Him. His enemies had to say He was sinless and spotless and pure. His power was unanswerable. And despite it all, with wicked hands, cruel men took Him, mocked Him, scourged Him, spat upon Him, pulled the hair from His face, furrowed His back till it ran in rivers of blood, nailed Him upon a cross, and blasphemed Him as He died. There you have the depths of human depravity. Never, never, never be surprised at what man can do. Never be surprised at the depths to which the depravity of man can lead him. When you think of Calvary. And yet, what was happening? Acts 4:27-28 says, of a truth, against thy holy child or holy servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel, were gathered together. That's as far as man could see. But now let me tell you what God says. They were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Here's the wrath of man at its worst. God says it will praise me. The very wickedness of men and demons, I will make a part of the progress of my scheme of redemption to the great eternal glory of my name. I don't understand how God uses the wickedness and the sin of men for which they are personally and utterly responsible to promote His own glory and carry out His own purpose. But He does it. He says He does it. And I want to tell you, I'm mighty glad He does it. The Lord will be eternally glorified. He'll be praised forever. And His glory is going to shine with brightness undimmed for all eternity. According to Scripture, there will be people in heaven and there will be people in hell. I've often said, people find this very hard to believe, but I have no difficulty believing it. I believe that God will have the preeminence. Christ will have the preeminence even there. I believe that the Scripture gives me good warrant that there will be innumerably more in heaven than in hell. I think that people have misconstrued the words of Christ speaking of a narrow band of time, our part of time, when He says, many go down the broad road and few find the other. But that's not a description of God's final purpose, nor is it going to be true of every part of history. It's true of today. But that's another story. There will be some in heaven, great multitudes. There will be many in hell. Do you think God will be glorified in heaven but not in hell? You've missed it. He'll be glorified in both places. Listen, in heaven they will sing eternally, willingly and joyfully, to the glory of His everlasting grace. But in hell, in the misery of their sin and in the punishment that they have richly deserved, they will be to the everlasting praise of God's glorious justice and God's perfect holiness. He says, as I live, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Now that's how history's moving. That's where everything is going. Now you can put into that all the great kingdoms that have arisen, all the many antichrists that have come upon the scene. You can fit your Russian communists into that historical picture. You can fit your Adolf Hitlers into that picture. You can take your great religious apostates and put them in that picture. They mean evil against God and His Christ. But whether they are religious or political or social or scientific movements, whatever their aim, God says the great current of history, according to the purpose of God, is that it will bring everlasting glory to the name of our triune God. That's the way everything is proceeding. That's its end. And when you stop to realize that, you can pray with confidence, complete confidence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.